The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is Tuesday, May 31st, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Hey, you can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Truth Social, TikTok, and all those other social media sites by searching Larry Steinhaus. I want to let you know that today is Interview Tuesday. For our online audience, each Tuesday we plan to bring you great interviews with interesting people and introduce you to their products, their services, or just their good intentions. Hey, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can go to thelarrysteinhausshow.com/guest. That's thelarrysteinhausshow.com/guest. Let me know why you want to be interviewed, and we'll see if we can make that happen. Today we have Nurse Jack, who will bring you some amazing stories that happened to him during his life as a nurse. Hey, I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy this interview. You definitely want to hang out for that. All right, just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. You can also comment live during the show on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and please say hi so I know you're watching. A couple of people saying hi right now is Glenn and Joe. Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks so much. By the way, if you're commenting from a group and it's not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name may not show up on my dashboard, so please go to the Money Chat Now page, comment there, and that way I can recognize you. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing, stock options trading from those who do it every day. All right, on today's show, of course, we're going to be discussing the futures update. We're going to be talking about Biden's alternate reality. We're going to be talking about Musk versus AOC. This is hysterical, actually. We're going to be talking about student loan forgiveness once again. All right, let's talk about the futures and see what's going on. Hey, real quick, a couple of people have joined us, Peter and Tommy and Mick and Linda. Thanks, Linda. My wife, she's so wonderful. All right, I want to talk about last week. It was a perfect week. The Dow closed up Friday 575 points, and it was up over 1,500 points for the week. Fantastic, but remember, my predicted range for the Dow was peaking at around 33,000, and we are currently right above that number, and that means proceed with caution. The big winners on Friday were Alta and Moderna. Alta, the beauty company, had great earnings report and guidance report. It actually makes sense because people are actually doing stuff again and they want to look good. You know, they're no longer hiding behind masks. So makeup and beauty items are becoming important again. Moderna is benefiting from the media hype of anything that makes someone sneeze. You know, like monkeypox. Moderna is currently working on the monkeypox vaccine, of course, because the 100 people who contracted it might infect 7 more people. So look out for the government's monkey business to become your business by making you get a monkeypox vaccine. I really want a vaccine against Democrats. It's insane. Of course, Moderna's stock needs to go up because Paul Pelosi, you know, the witch Nancy's husband, will need it for his bail money and attorney fees for drunk driving. Oh, you didn't know that he was arrested for drunk driving? Well, I'm surprised he isn't drunk more often, being married to that witch. Anyway, Moderna's stock rose on monkeypox vaccine promises. I wonder if they will promise that this one will work. Huh. We also had a report that the Fed Governor Chris Waller said to expect more rate increases than expected. In short, he said to expect the prime rate to be around 4.5%. Now, just so you guys understand, if the prime rate's around 4.5%, that usually translates into a mortgage amount of about 3% more. So look for 7 to 8% mortgage rates coming to a bank near you very soon. Look, although it stinks, I'm going to say that it's probably going to be the new normal. It still astonishes me, of course, that rates were so low for so long. Like every boomer, I can tell you stories about how when I got my first mortgage, it was 13% and I thought it was cheap. How times have changed. Anyway, Waller also said that he believes the next rate increase will be 50 basis points, and the next one will probably even be the same. So as I've said before, they need to slow the increases down. You can't make up for several years of a mistake by raising the rates all at once. It's like someone who, honestly, who like, you know, they're 100 pounds overweight and they want to lose 100 pounds in 3 weeks. It's just not going to happen. So they've got this mess on their hands. Raising rates also has a lag. It takes time before the effect takes place. The inflation numbers are also going to be skewed by the price of gasoline, and the Fed can't control that. Oil did hit about a little over $123 a barrel this weekend, and this happened on the news that the European Union has decided to stop buying oil from Russia. I looked it up, and I found that the highest price per barrel was $144 a barrel in 2008. There's that 2008 again. Every time I look for record numbers, I find them in 2008. I keep saying 2008 is around the corner. I hope you're prepared, because it's going to be a different world in 2 years. And look, the millennials are going to understand hard work for a change. All right, let's take a quick look at the futures and see where we are. Right now, the Dow is down 236 points. The S&P is down 19. And the NASDAQ is down 150. I got to tell you, it was doing much better earlier. All right, also real quick, want to say hello to some people like Tommy and Mark and James and Lewis. Yeah, I know there was a little echo. We got it fixed. We got it worked out. All right, let's talk about Biden's alternate reality. Hey, I was researching articles for the show this morning, and I came across something in the Wall Street Journal that literally made me laugh. It was basically like a press release from Braindead Biden called Joe Biden, My Plan for Fighting Inflation. By the way, just that alone, all he needs to do is quit and inflation would go down. But, you know, it is what it is. I started to read it, and well, I laughed so hard that my coffee came out of my nose. So check this out. I almost want to read it word for word just to make you laugh, but I'm just going to pull out some of the Biden's alternate reality statements. Don't have anything breakable near you while I read this, because it starts off with something simple. He says, the global economy faces serious challenges. Inflation is elevated, exacerbated by Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine. Energy markets are in turmoil. Supply chains that haven't fully healed are causing shortages and price hikes. All right, look, it's not a bad opening statement, but of course he blamed Putin for our problems. But all right, let's go. Let's move on. Here's where he really gets lost. In January 2021, when I took office, the recovery had stalled and COVID was out of control. And in less than 1 year and a half, my administration, economics, and vaccination plans helped achieve the most robust recovery in modern history. The job market is the strongest since post-World War II era, with 8.3 million people getting new jobs, the fastest decline in unemployment on record, and millions of Americans getting jobs with better pay. Hello, knucklehead. Reopening businesses you close is not creating new jobs. The creator of jobs was finally the people ignoring your mask and vaccine mandates. But let's move on. He also wrote, since I took office, families... I got to slow this down, because this is so... It's like, really? He also wrote, since I took office, families have increased their savings and have less debt. A recent Federal Reserve report found that a higher percentage of Americans reported feeling financially comfortable at the end of 2021 than any time since the survey began in 2013. Hey Joe, it's 2022, and ask them how they feel now. The letter goes on, and he really is out of control in his alternate reality. He even insults Trump by saying, my predecessor demeaned the Fed, and past presidents have sought to influence its decisions inappropriately during periods of elevated inflation. He's referring to the fact that Trump was recommending interest rates hikes during his presidency, something that would have prevented this inflation problem that we have. Biden goes on to say he agrees with everything that the Fed does to stop inflation. Well, why not? What does he care? His whole life is paid for. It's the poor people who can't afford anything like food, gas, or housing. He continues to brag about how he released the reserves to lower gas prices. Hey, idiot, have you seen gas prices? Oh, and maybe we will need those reserves when World War III breaks out because of your incompetence. But my favorite is the conclusion of the letter. The economic policy choices we made today will determine whether a sustained recovery that benefits all Americans as possible. I will work with anyone, Democrat, Republican, or Independent, willing to have an open and honest discussion that delivers real solutions for the American people. This is going to age very poorly. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be bad. Once again, I'm so happy that the really nice guy, Jimmy Carter, can now die, no longer being the worst president in his lifetime. Let's take a break here and learn how you can strive in the Biden economy by showing up this Thursday night at Investor Schooling.
Okay, so you thought about buying and selling real estate. You thought about investing in the stock market, but don't know where to start. Well, what if you could find a place to unlock strategies to master both real estate and the stock market, all without the headache? That place is Investor Schooling, hosted by Larry Steinhaus, an expert in real estate, financial literacy, and the ins and outs of the stock market. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate, and you will learn mastery of stock techniques such as options and covered calls. You will even get a chance to ask your one burning question to the stock option sultan, the master of picks and plays. Call today for free information and receive a complimentary pass to attend classes or register online at investorschooling.com. Don't delay. These passes are limited, so what are you waiting for? Call in today or visit investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com.
Welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. That's 866-424-2829. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn how to make more money and learn how Biden is a complete fool. All right. Anyway, hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. You can also leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and I'll try to respond to them live. A couple other people have joined us. We got John, and we got Rob, and it looks like Jeff. Thanks so much. All right, so far we've been talking about the futures update. Right now the Dow is down 236, the S&P is down 19, and the NASDAQ is down 150. Hey, we talked about Biden's alternate reality. I don't know. Who is he talking to? Wow, he must be in dreamland. All right, coming up, we have Musk versus AOC, and we have student loan forgiveness, and of course, we have today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button yet? Come on, hit that like button. Everybody online, just hit that like button, right? Hit that share button, and don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Twitter. And of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure and set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. Also, look up Money Chat Now on Facebook when you get home, and let me know what you think of the show. Hey, before we get started, are you guys ready for a financial downturn or the recession that's expected? Well, if you want to survive through it, you should order my new book. Go to barnesandnoble.com, look up Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. You'll be able to pre-order it. I promise you're going to learn something. There are chapters in this book about how to make more money and chapters how to pay less taxes. Think about that. Make more money, pay less taxes. Learn from me as I give you an overview of all my favorite lessons and hacks that I've learned about money. Order Money Hacks today wherever you can find books. And I also want to remind you that today is Interview Tuesday for our online audience. Each Tuesday, we plan to bring you a great interview with interesting people and introduce you to their products, services, or just their good intentions. And by the way, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can go to thelarrysteinhausshow.com/guest. That's thelarrysteinhausshow.com/guest, and let us know why you want to be interviewed. Today we have Nurse Jack, who will bring you some amazing stories that happened to him during his life as a nurse. I'm telling you, you're going to want to listen to this. It's really, really great. You'll enjoy the interview, I promise. All right, let's get on to the second half. Let's talk about Musk versus AOC. Here is more from the alternate reality pages of the news, or maybe this is the real reality. Check it out. So because Musk is buying Twitter, the left are up in arms about the fact that, well, you know, free speech might actually be allowed on Twitter again. Can you imagine free speech? Imagine the things that people might say. They might actually say that the government is doing a bad job, and they might actually be allowed to say it. Huh. Anyway, we of course have the speech censorship people who want to show that Musk is a bad man now that he's turned Republican and is advocating for free speech. Wow. Well, a poll was put up on Twitter asking the other day, who do you trust more, politicians or billionaires? Well, the results of the poll were no surprise. It showed that 75.7% trust billionaires more than they trust politicians. However, to the uneducated left, they felt slighted by this. Aww. And in response to the poll, Occupy Democrats writer David Weissman made his own poll in an attempt to show lack of support for Musk. So he said, let's prove how phony the right's ridiculous polls are by doing one of our own. And he writes, who do you trust more, Ready? Who do you trust more, AOC or Musk? Unbelievable. So what do you think happened? Musk won the poll with 81.2% of the vote, showing that he is far more trusted than AOC, right? So where you go, right? So if he put up a survey, by the way, if he put up a survey, who do you trust more, Putin or AOC? I would vote Putin. By the way, check out my Twitter feed, and I did put that poll up. Who do you trust more, Putin or AOC? So go to Twitter and look me up on Twitter and check out my Twitter feed, and I asked that question, and I want you to answer the question. Who do you trust more, Putin or AOC? Answer it on Twitter, please. All right, because it's hysterical. Anyway, when are these Democrats going to learn? They're all about destroying the country, and America is fed up. Oh, man. All right, real quick, a couple of people online to say hello to John and Tommy. Thanks so much. All right, here we go. Let's talk about student loan forgiveness. Hey, it's definitely a themed episode of Money Chat Now. The theme, of course, is how dumb can Democrats be, and how dumb do they think American people are? Anyway, do you remember one of Biden's campaign promises of canceling student debt? You know, when he promised to cancel $10,000 of student loan debt? So basically, he was going to pay for your books and maybe a few of the meals you had when you went to college that you're still paying for. Think about that. Well, he hasn't done it, of course, and this has been another campaign promise that's biting him in the behind. Well, now he's bringing it all up again. However, the people with the loans are complaining that it doesn't go far enough and they should cancel $50,000 worth of student loans to those who still owe. But not only isn't he going to forgive the $50,000 suggested by many Democrats, he is also now imposing income caps of $150,000 for individuals and $300,000 for married couples for the relief. So in other words, if you make over $150,000, you don't get any student loan forgiveness at all. His promise, by the way, was $10,000 for all borrowers. That's what he said in his campaign. Okay, now for my opinion, which, by the way, most of you won't find this popular, but I'm going to tell you, hear me out. He should cancel the $50,000 worth of debt to all borrowers who still owe, and he should give a tax credit of $10,000 to all those who paid off their student loans of over $50,000. And then he should make the guaranteed student loan program go away. The problem with colleges is the price of tuition is guaranteed to be paid by the garbage loans that the government backs and then makes it impossible for the average person to get ahead with these ridiculous payments. It turns out to be a tax for those who go to college. I used to say it was a tax for intelligence, but then I looked at the people graduating college and I realized that it's just a tax for people going to college. Stop the guaranteed loan program and you will find college tuition dropping quickly as they try to fill the school with those who have less money. College is not the answer to the question, how do I succeed financially in life? College is the answer to the question, how do I fail financially in life? That's the problem. All right, let's take a break here and you're going to find out about, you know, you're going to find out how under 20 bucks, for under 20 bucks, you can live a life of financial freedom. And when we come back, we're also going to have the picks and the plays. And don't forget that it's Interview Tuesday. We have a very entertaining interview with Nurse Jack. I'm telling you, you're going to love this. Coming up for those who are online. And if you're in your car, you can go to the Money Chat Now page on Facebook and listen there if you'd like. You're definitely going to enjoy this interview. I will see you guys in a minute. Hi, I'm Larry Sinus, and I've written a book called Money Hacks. The subtitle to this book is Because Everything You Think You Know About Money Is Wrong, and I promise you there are things you think about money that are wrong. There are chapters in this book that I think you will find absolutely fascinating, and some of them are, what is money anyway? Can money buy happiness? I'll bet you don't know the answer to that question. The truth about credit scores, how you can actually use credit cards to rebuild your credit. I also have chapters on being your own bank, how to buy houses with an IRA, and how to invest with other people's money. There are so many other chapters. There are 22 total chapters in this book, and I promise you're going to learn how to make more money and pay less taxes when you buy this book. My name is Larry Sinus. The name of the book is Money Hacks. You can get this book wherever fine books are sold, and you can go to BarnesandNoble.com right now and pre-order it. I hope that you will enjoy it. All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. Hey, by the way, tomorrow night we're having the book launch, and I don't even know if there's any seats left. You can double check, but I'm not sure if there is any seats left. But you can go to moneyhacksbook.com, moneyhacksbook.com. You can register for $27. We're going to be feeding you. I'm going to be going over some of the money hacks in the book, and I'm going to be signing your book if you have one. And by the way, the jacket I'll be wearing at the event is going to match the book cover. So if you've already signed up for that, fantastic. If you've not, maybe there might be one or two seats. I'm not even sure. When you go to the website, you'll be able to tell. All right. So far, we've been discussing, of course, the futures update. Right now, the Dow is down 266. The S&P is down 19, and the Nasdaq is down 146. We talked about Biden's alternate reality. Where is this guy living anyway? Is he just dreaming? We talked about Musk versus AOC. And by the way, a couple of people online, go to my Twitter feed and vote who you trust more, Putin versus AOC. I just find it hysterical. And by the way, something else that came up was Jeff online said to cancel. He said cancel the EIDL loans. Well, you know, I have an EIDL loan and I have no idea how to even pay the EIDL loan. So if you guys even can tell me how I'm supposed to pay it, I don't even know how to pay it. I haven't gotten a bill. So that's another joke. We talked about student loan forgiveness with Biden and how I think he should forgive $50,000. And you guys questioned me, but I hope you understood my explanation. Coming up, we have today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you guys hit that share button? Let everyone know what great stock plays are coming by sharing this information. And, of course, you could share it on your page or in groups. So what you do is you hit the share button. So listen up. Move the mouse over to the share button. Click the share button. And below the share button, it says share where, right? You can go to groups and share it in groups that you're members of that you think will benefit from it. There you go. You can also leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, of course. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. All right, here we go. Let's talk about what's going to go on today. So we came off last week, you know, the first week up in 8 weeks, fantastic. But don't be fooled with the Fed governor making a statement that they will probably be raising interest rates more than expected. Wall Street will now be spooked, which is probably what happened. Oil climbing is also an issue as it goes into the mid-120s. It's going to be a rough ride as the leader of what used to be the free world continues to destroy the economy, or what's left of it anyway. Anyway, the Dow futures were positive when I arrived at the studio this morning, but they're tanking. I mean, really, it's really bad right now. Well, you know, it's not as bad as it can be, but it's pretty bad. If you remember, I warned you that the range of the Dow would be 31,000 to 33,000, and that means we are at the top of the range. So this is not unexpected to me. Look for possible bargains today. There's going to be a few coming up. Look for some possible bargains. And it might even be a put week for the SPY. I'm still holding on to my Carnival Cruise Lines. And by the way, did you guys see the video of the fire on board one of their ships? Yeah, one of their stacks. The fire, it was a pretty bad fire. It was pretty scary, actually, when you looked at it. They abandoned the ship, and they put another ship for them to finish the cruise. But how weird is that? Anyway, when it happened, it didn't affect the stock. So to me, that's a good sign. I would also look for anything that moved up quickly last week to move down a little today. That might present a buying opportunity. It might be Apple or Facebook, anything that moved up quickly. Look for it to move down this week, and it might present a buying opportunity. I'd like to see Facebook below 190 again. Actually, below 180 would be fantastic. And for those who I teach, you know to make yourself a target price that you would buy the stock when it hits there. So set that price today and look for it to happen, because it's likely that it's going to happen. All right, let's take a final look at the futures right now. And we can actually see that the Dow is down 292, so it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. The S&P is down 22, and, of course, the Nasdaq is down 152. So it doesn't look like it's going to be a pretty day today. So just keep it as a little bit rough, right? All right. So Teresa actually asked me a question online. She asked me, is my event going to be online? It is not going to be online. It's going to be in person only. It's going to be at the Sheraton Hotel in Oxford Valley. So if you want to go to moneyhacksbook.com, you could sign up there. All right, let's talk about crypto. Bitcoin is actually moving up. This is a surprise given the market. It appears now it's lagging the market. A few months ago, it was leading the market. Let's see where it goes. I mean, the last I looked, Bitcoin was around 31,500. So we'll see where that goes. All right, gold and silver are also moving up slowly. I still don't get this one, but I'm just going to keep buying silver. I think silver is a good play. It really is. It just, you know, like I buy it. So for you guys who don't know, I believe that silver is a great place to be for many reasons. One is, first of all, at 22, it's more likely to double to 44. Then gold will double from 1850 to 3700. So that's why I like silver. The other thing I like about silver is it's milk money. Now, I know you find that you may not understand that reality, but let me explain. If I ever have a problem where the world economy crashes, precious metals will still be tradable. So I'll be able to trade silver for milk for my neighbor who has a cow. My neighbor doesn't have a cow right now, but assuming he has a cow. So all I can think of was Bart Simpson saying, don't have a cow. But anyway, so you can use your silver to buy things that you wouldn't be able to buy if the financial system drops out. So I like buying silver. I also believe it's going to double. I believe it'll go from 22 to 44 much quicker than gold. So that's why I like it. All right, let's talk about the Treasury bond. The Treasury bonds are moving up slowly, and they're about 2.8%. I'm expecting this to be in the threes. It's going to be the new normal. 3.5 to 4 will be the new normal, and of course we're going to head into mortgage rates being 6 or 7% as the new normal too. And remember, when the new normal becomes the new normal, people will be fine with it. Oil prices popped and are now about 119, lower than this weekend. And I just have to say, let's go, Brandon! Unbelievable. This guy just makes me laugh. All right, don't forget, it's Interview Tuesday. Stay tuned for a very entertaining interview with Nurse Jack coming up in a few minutes. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can go to thelarrysteinhouseshow.com/guest. That's thelarrysteinhouseshow.com/guest. Let us know why you want to be interviewed. And of course, if you want to survive the Biden economy, you need to order my new book called Money Hacks. All right, it's going to take you through the world of money and how to rich pay less taxes. And by the way, I use the same rules as they do, and I explain them in the book. So pre-order the book where fine books are sold. It'll be in stores next week. Of course, I also want to thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia. I want to thank you for your continued support. If you're enjoying the show, please reach out and let me know. And of course, if you guys are watching online, don't forget to stay online because that interview with Nurse Jack is coming up. I'm telling you, that interview with Nurse Jack, you're going to really like it. It's really some really good stuff on there. And once again, my name is Larry Steinhaus. I am the host of Money Chat Now. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. And if you want to contact me directly, you can contact me by going to www.contactlarry.com. That's contactlarry.com. And there, if you want to make an appointment with me, you can make an appointment with me if you'd like, and we can even talk about anything that you have going on because, hey, I'm out here to help. Why not, right? All right. I want you guys to have an awesome day. Make it a profitable day. See you in a while.